Okay, here we go. Sefer Ovadia. Only one shir on Sefer Ovadia. Only one perek on Sefer Ovadia. And we start off with Chazon Ovadia. Who was Ovadia? According to most Mefarshim, not the Eben Ezra, but according to most Mefarshim, Ovadia lived at the time of Achav, very early in the line of the Treasar. And we know Ovadia. We had Ovadia back in Sefer Malachim during the time of Achav. If you remember, the 18th perek, Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Ches, describes there that it was the famine, and Eliyahu, and Achav wanted to find Eliyahu. Leich Hira'el, Hashem says to Eliyahu, Leich Hira'el Achav etna matra apnei adama. Go appear to Achav, and I'm going to give rain. Vayelech Eliyahu leheraos el Achav, Varav chazak b'shamron, Vayikra Achav el Ovadia, Asher el abayis. Vayikra Achav called to Ovadia, who was a Navi, according to Rashi. Rashi quotes right here, he was a Ger Adomi. He was a convert from Edom, and that's why his nevuah is all about Edom. Ovadia haya yareas Hashem ma'od, an amazing lashon. Back in Sefer Malachim, Ovadia feared Hashem ma'od, very unusual lashon. Right? Not only was he a Yarei Shemayim, but he feared Hashem ma'od, a very strong lashon that the Navi has. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Lamites that Ovadia has something even greater than Avram Avinu. The Gemara says there, Godol Masha Nomar Be'Ovadia. Let me just find the Lashon. Says the Gemara, Godol Amar Bi'Abba, Godol Shemar Be'Ovadia Yoser Masha Nomar Be'Avraham. Til Be'Avram Ksiv Avram Loksiv Ma'od. Ubovit just says, now I know Ati Adadaki, Yerei Elokim. But Ovadia Ksiv Ma'od. Amazing. Amar Bi'Slav, Ma Zocha Ovadia Le'Nevias. Why was Ovadia Zocha to Nevuah? After all, Rashi quotes, he was a Ger. So why was he Zocha to be such an amazing Navi? Shari Ger Ha'yavein Ashkin Shore El Alham Yuchasin Shebe Yisrael. Rashi quotes, Kitachsiv Lios Lecha Le'Lokim Ula Zaracha Acharecha. Mipnei Shehech Bimei Nevi'im B'Mara. Because we know Yizevel and Achav killed out all the Nevi'im. And Ovadia went and hid 100 Nevi'im in 2 caves. Shenemar. She split them. Why 50 and 50? Because you learned from Yaakov Avinu that if he gets one, then the other one will be able to escape. So the Gemara says, Chazon Ovadia, Kamar Hashem Lakim LaEdom. As we're about to see, the Gemara continues. Ovadia's Nevuah, his one Nevuah, his one parak, is going to be about Edom, is going to be about Esav. That's why it's the Haftorah for Vayishlach. Chazon Ovadia, Kamar Hashem Lakim LaEdom, Maishna Ovadia LaEdom. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovo Ovadio, Hador Ben Shnei Rishayim, Ovadia Shekam, who grew up amongst Rishayim, Velo Lamad, right, who were the two Rishayim, Yizevel and Achav. That's where he serviced those kings, Achav and Yizevel, the king and the queen. Velo Lamad Mimaseyam, Ovadia, who was around two Rishayim and didn't learn from their actions, V'yinavi Al Esav HaRasha, Shador Ben Shnei Tzadikim, Velo Lamad Mimaseyam. And he will prophesize about Esav and Esav's descendants who grew up between two Tzadikim, Yitzchak and Rivka, and did not learn how, as he should have learned, from their action. So Ovadia is compared and contrasted to Esav. If you look at the Matnas Chaim, Rav Matnas Yo Solomon, in his Sefer of Ma'amarim, towards the end, he has one called Hashpa'as HaSviva. Hashpa'as HaSviva, which is a hesped that he gave, or a maimar that he wrote, Lezecher Rav Isaac Bernstein, Zechon Levracha. So he says there, what's the root of this issue that Ovadia was not mushpa from the Sviva, and Esav was also not mushpa from the Sviva? They both went against nature. He says, based on the Rambam in Hilchas Deos and Perek Vav, the Rambam says, Derech bir yaso shel adam, lios nimshach b'deos ha'b'masav. It's natural for a person to be pulled after their deos, achareyav v'chaverav, noheg k'minhag anshe midinaso. You're going to follow your sviva. Lefichach. Therefore, you have to choose your sviva carefully. Tzarech adam lehischaber letzadikim b'leishev etzal chachamim tamid. Kedei sheyomo mimaaseyem. V'yisrachek ben arashom ha'ochem ha'chosha. Kedei shelo yoyomo mimaaseyem. So Ram says, it's a teva. It's a teva. It's not just something that I'll learn from them by choice. It's a teva. We learn and we're mushpa from who we are around. So the fact that Ovadia and Esav both, Ovadia didn't learn from the Rosham around him, Esav didn't learn from the Tzadikim around him, that was both Lamalam and a teva. They both had tremendous Mesiris Nefesh in what they were doing. And that's the godless of Ovadia and the Rishus of Esav. He does also note that there's a difference between Anshe Medinaso and Chaverim. He notes that in the Rambam, Acharei V'Chaverim and Anshe Medinaso, but that's a continuation of the Matnas Chaim there in that piece. But either way, this is just a little background in terms of Ovadia. So now we start Chazon Ovadia, just maybe one other point. This was about who Ovadia was. In terms of the tochen, in terms of content of Ovadia's nevuah, it's all about Churban of Edom, the destruction of Edom, both Bizman Bayesheni, where Edom, Esav, Rome, all the same thing, were destroyed. So we don't know exactly which Edom is being referred to and who Edom is. The Abarbanel says that we don't know exactly, right, since Sancheriv was Mevalba Kalumos, as the Gemara says in Brach, and the Rambam codifies, but either way, we know there's a time that all the descendants of Edom, whether it's Esav, whether it's Seir, whether it's Notzrut, they will all be taken off the ability to torture and cause the Jews to suffer, and Bnei Yisrael will have the Yeshua. The Malbim writes here that it has to do with all generations, right? Edom always has hated us from the beginning, says the Malbim. Hine Edom heru li Yisrael b'churban bayis rishon. What about a churban bayis rishon? That was Bavel. No, they stood on the side and laughed. Shaz samchu amapalas Yisrael. Number one, v'yal churban bayis hamigdash. Achar kach b'churban bayis sheni, shenachra v'dei haromiyem shem nikru b'shem Edom. And v'gam b'nei Edom sheichnes hordis. V'das Yisrael b'mila v'tfila bo v'azru v'chulu v'tachtam savlu Yisrael galus v'harigos. Ein mispar b'meshach yomim rabim. Throughout the past 2,000 years, Edom is responsible for more of the ritzichos and the pogroms than any other. Ula asid yisasu kol bali adasa hilach boshes eretz Yisrael miyad Yishmaelim v'chulu gogu magog. The ultimate war described by Yechezkel between Edom and Yishmael. But either way, that's what Ovadia is talking about here. The Abarbanel points out that there are nine Nevi'im that prophesied about the downfall of Edom. Nine. He starts all the way early. Who's the first one? Bilam. Bilam was the first one. Second one was Ovadia. This is number two. Number three was Yeshayo. Number four was Yoel. Number five was Amos. Number six was Yirmiyo. Seven, Yechezkel. Eight, Malachi. And nine, which is really earlier, David HaMelech. David HaMelech talks about him also. Ukviz Manohu, Haya Achrei Bilam, they called him Ovadia. David was between number one and number two. But those were nine that talk about Edom, and that's why Ovadia starts off by saying, Chazon Ovadia, Komar Hashem Elokim LeEdom, Shmua Shamanu Me'ez Hashem. I've heard this before. Ovadia says this, Bilam and David were both before me, and they said this, that Edom was going to have its demise. So now let's see. Shmua Shamanu, what's the Shmua? V'tzir Bagoyim Shulach, there'll be a messenger sent amongst the nations that will Kielu say, Kumu V'nakuma Le'elam Elchama, let's go fight Edom. Hine katonis aticha bagoyim. I have placed you small amongst the nations. Bazuya tamaod. Very disgraced. What's the irony? Rashi says, you, Esav, think that you're the Bechor. You think that you're Gadol. But really, in God's eyes, you are katan. Says Rashi, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, lefanai katan hu. Even though your father and your mother had the Beno Agadol. Zdon libcha hishiecha. Your brazenness of heart has caused you to be misled. Shochnei b'chag v'yasela marom shifto. You think you're very high up on the rocks. Omar b'libo mi yoridani aretz. Who could bring? Tell you, says Ovadia. Im tagbia kanesher. If you go up like a nesher. Im bein kochavim sim kinecha. If you put amongst the stars your kan. Mishamo ritchanum Hashem. I'll bring you down. The Malbim said Hashem, let's enemies of the Jews sometimes go all the way up, so when they bring them down, it's even a harder thud and a harder Kiddush Hashem, seeing how high and then going to how low. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tzav discusses La'asid Lavo, that Esav is going to try to come to Yaakov and befriend, right? Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis as well. But the Gemara said, the Medrash says in Parshas Tzav, Ula Olam Haba. Kisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Me Esav. When Hashem gives everyone their just commensurate punishment, and it comes to Esav, Ma Esav Oseh Misate Pitaliso Kizakein. He wraps himself up like a Talmud Chacham. Ubav Yoshev Lo Etzel Yaakov, but he sits down next to Yaakov. How do you know that? Minayin Shekein Kasuv. It says here by Ovadia, In Bein Kochavim Simkanecha. You're going to put your nest amongst the stars. Who's the stars? Bein Kochavim El Yisrael. Shneemar Habeinu Hashemayim Avachulom Ksiv Ko Yezarecha. Uma Yaakov Amerlo Achiata Lo Tehei Achi Kayotzei Bi. Right? You're not my brother, so you can't be near me. You can't be near me. Shaita gozer alai du partsufim. Hayita gozer alai. Shevot avodas go gililim. You told me either to do avodas zara or be killed. Vilo hayiti osa hayiti chayim misa v'deshamayim. Vimlo ani oved osa atal regosi. So you've given me trouble throughout and given me choices that are impossible, and therefore I can't act like your brother right now. That's alluded to in Ben Kochavim Sim Kinecha. Im ganavim ba'olacha, and now, says Ovadia, there's going to be such utter destruction, even more than any other plunderers. Usually, if there are ganavim that come, im shodid de laila, eich nidmesa, halo yignavu dayam, they'll take what they steal and they'll leave. Im botrim ba'olacha, itlach, if harvesters come, halo yashiro lelos, they'll leave a couple of single grapes. Ech nechbesu Esav, what happened to Esav, how he has been revealed, nivu matzpunav, his hidden items have been totally obliterated, right? This is quoted at the beginning of Baba Kama. Aragvul shelchucha, call anchi brisacha, all of your friends have and your allies have gone to the gvul with you, but then they turn around. Hishiucha, they trick you. Yachlo lecha anchi shlomecha, lachbecha yasimu mazar tachtecha, right? Your bread will make a find instead, will find a wound. Ain't funabo. You'll have no seichel, no understanding. None of your friends, none of your allies will be able to save you at that point, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Ovadia. And again, Edom means a larger definition of Edom, going all the way back to those who follow in Edom, in Esau's footsteps, in Romy's footsteps, that have tortured us for the past thousands of years, every century. Halo bayamahuna Mashem. At that time, Hashem will say, Avati chachamim me'edom utfuda mehar Esav. I'll take away all the wisdom from Edom, from Esav. They won't be able to fight. V'chatu giborecha teiman. And the strong ones from the south will be broken. L'ma'an yikares ish mehar Esav mikata. Because everyone is going to be killed. Why is this? Why is there such destruction? So Pasuk Yud tells us, mechamas achicha Yaakov. Because of the chamas, because of how you treated your brother Yaakov. But it wasn't Stamapur, it was your brother. Your brother, and you should know better. Like we mentioned, Chazal mentioned by Ammon and Moab, they should have known better because of the relation. So here, Mechamas Achicha Yaakov Techascha Busha, because of what you did to Yaakov, then you will be covered with embarrassment. V'nechrata la'olam, and you will be totally destroyed. B'yom amatcha mineged, b'yom shvo sarim chelo. Right on that day, says the you stood. I was going back to what they did wrong. On that day that you stood me neged, as referring to according to the Malbim, by his Rishon, like we said before, by his Rishon, they didn't do Babel did, but they stood by like the other nations of the world during World War II. On the day that the enemies destroyed us, zarim chelo, v'nachrim ba'u sha'arav, and now to the Malbim, this is Vayesheni, right? That you came in, you were strangers that came to the Mikdash. V'al Yerushalayim yadu goro gam ata ka'achan mehem. Whether you stood there on the side, whether you actually took part in it, you are going to be punished for both. And now, Pasuk Yud Beis is Ke'ilu. The following Pesukim are formulated as Ke'ilu, warning them not to do this, but it's already done. It's already done, and they're going to be punished for us. V'al teira b'yom achicha b'yom nachro. Don't look at your brother on the day that he is estranged. V'al tismach l'bnei Yehuda b'yom avdom. And don't be happy on the day that b'nei Yehuda are lost. V'al tagdol picha b'yom sara. And don't talk about it on their saras. Right, what is Pasuk Yud Beis? Nothing to do with their actual taking part in destruction. Just being on the side. All the nations that watch and don't care that the Am Yisrael are destroyed and plundered and treated in a certain way. That's this Pasuk Yud Beis. Don't do this, because just standing on the side, you're also going to be responsible. If you look at this Pasuk about not being having Simcha, B'yom Avdam, it's a quote at the end of the parak. If you look in the Sefer Yikarim, he has an important parak. Relating to Maimer Gimel, Perek Lamid Gimel, it talks about the balance, which Rabbeinu Yonah talks about in Brachos also, the balance between Simcha and Yira, that even though they seem to be opposite emotions, Simcha is obviously a deep connection, and Yira is awe and fear and trepidation, but the Pasuk says, V'gilu bir'ada, Yivduot Hashem b'simcha, and we have to have Ra'ada too. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah, it has to be a little of both. And each one complements. It completes the other one. Too much simcha will just lead to levity and kalas rosh. Too much yira will lead to atzvos. You have to have the balance. But true, not fake. And that's what he gives examples of. What fake simcha is when somebody else is falling down and you're happy about it. And he quotes our pasuk. Right? He quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, bin fol yifchal tismach. And he quotes the pasuk here, v'al tismach l'bnei Yehuda b'yom avdam. She yira eshu chesron L'smach b'fo'al ha'ra. Hashem is not happy when he has to destroy the ra. He does it, but it's not happening. He's machalik here, what Chazal say between yasis and sus. Yasis is when the enemies, and sus is when he has full simcha with Klal Yisrael. So again, the psukim say, in future, don't be happy and don't stand on the side. Now, actual. Al tavo b'shara mi b'yom edom. Don't go into the gate of my nation on that day. Al teire gama tabar aso b'yom edom. Don't look at their befalling. Don't look at their befalling down. V'atishlachna b'chelo b'yom edo. And don't put your hands b'chelo on all of their assets. B'yom edo, right? You have no right. You have no right to be involved. V'altamara l'aperek l'achrisas plita v'altaskar svita b'yom sara. This is already a little more active. When we ran away from other enemies, they caught us. They gave us back. So don't stand on the perek, lachrisas pleitav, to cut down the escapees. And then Barbadel says we find this also throughout history, not just in the days of Bayis Rishon, but in the days throughout history, up until the time the Barbadel lived in the 1500s, right? There's always the other nations that we run away from one enemy, and the other nations like, well, we don't want the Jews, so we'll give it back. Kikarov, and that's all the reason. So now we get back to what's going to happen. Kikarov Yom Hashem al kol ha-goyim. The day is going to come, the day of Yom Hashem. Kasher asisa ye'aseh lach. As you did, will be done to you. Gemulcha yashub roshecha. Your gemul will go on your head. The Malbim says it's not just the onesh on the maisa, but it's the onesh on the simcha and the attitude that you had when you did the maisa. Right? It's both. Says the Malbim, Va'ashe kiblu tashlumin bekefel, ala maisim, kasher asisa yasalach, kviya gemul she gedra gemul hu is pa'aluyos ha'eva va'kina, shal piva sisa es ha'maisa. Right, that's the attitude, right? Just like by mitzvahs, we have the schar for the mitzvah and the schar for the simcha that we get when we do the mitzvah. Ki kasher shesisim es har kachi, just like you drank and you celebrated on my holy mountain, yishto kol ha'goyim tamid, the goyim will drink from you, v'shasu v'la'u v'hayu kolo'ayu. And it'll be as if you're not there, nobody will remember. But eventually, even though you drank on Har Kachi, there will come a time where it'll again be a pleita and kodesh. V'yarshu beis Yaakov esmo rasheyem, and beis Yaakov will drive out those that had driven them out. V'haya beis Yaakov eishu beis Yaakov Yosef lahava beis Esav lakash. Chazal pick up on this pasuk that Yaakov, Yosef were called Yaakov here, but Esau called Yosef here, and Esav is Lakash. Why Dafka Yaakov and Yosef? The Radak says evil either Kefala Inyan or the Gemara calls the Gemara in Babasra Kuf Chav Gimel. That last line of the Radak, Levishain Zaro shall Esav Nofel El Obiad Yosef Obiad Zaro shall Yosef. Yosef has a special power to destroy Esav, maybe connected to Amalek too, and that's why Yeshua ben Nun with Amalek, because Esav will be like straw. V'dolku ben v'chalom, and they'll be enough. Lo yet sarid lebeis Yaakov Esav ki Hashem diber. There won't be any sarid to base Yaakov. Ejri the Gemara about a Zara and Avyud Antoninus, who was a Roman king. He was very nervous. He knew Tanakh. He was good friends with Rebbe, but he's very nervous based on this pasuk. He asks Rebbe, Yudam Abbas, Amarle, Asina Lama Dasi, am I going to Olam Haba? Amarle in. Rebbe says, yes. Amarle says, Antoninus, Vaksiv. It says, Lo Yesarid, Abbasia, Esav. It says here that it's not true. Won't be Esarid. Answer, Baose, Maisa, Esav. If he acts like Esav, so then he's not going to survive. But if he doesn't act like Esav, so then it's going to be okay. Reb Nevenzal expands upon this in Parshas Vayera, where he writes, tshuva, quotes a Gemara about Rishon doing tshuva at Al-Pesach Shel Gehenim or not doing tshuva. So he says, those who have the Midah of Yisrael connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of them, then they'll always have a hope to do tshuva. Someone who acts like a non-Yisrael, someone who acts like Esav and Sa'ir, so then they won't be able to do tshuva even at Pesach Shel Gehenim. The Yarshua Negev es Haresav, and the people of the Negev will Yarshin Haresav. Vashafelav es Haplishim Yarshua stay Ephraim. Stay Shomron v'chulu. All the Bnei Yisrael will come back, as is described. And then finally, the last pasuk, Va'alu Moshiim Bar Tzion, the Moshiim. Shouldn't it be the Noshaim, those that were saved? What do you mean the Moshiim? So I saw up that in the quote here in the Biurei Chasidus, the quote from the Ishbitzer, that no, those at that time that will be able to come to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim are those that actually earned it themselves. Ya'alu b'schus atzmam. Al yidei she'yisya'agu v'ya'abdu al atzmam. L'varer l'takin akol. That's what they're called, Moshiim. They're the ones that caused the salvation, not just the ones that were saved. So v'alu Moshiim bar Tzion l'shpotes ha'reisa v'haysa l'ashem amlucha. On that day, everyone will return to Har Tzion. All of Esav and all of Edom will fall away. And Esav will be judged, V'haisa l'Hashem ha'malucha. And Hashem will have be the malucha. Only then, as Rashi quotes here and at the end of B'shalach, that the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be shalem, a complete meaning. Riyas Hashem mamish in the world until Amalek is destroyed. Rav Soloveitchik writes in the Divrei Hashkafa, the roots of anti-Semitism. It's just we have a different derech. Esav wanted to say, let's go together. Nisav v'necha l'negdecha, he says to Yaakov in Parshas Vayishlach. Why do Jews always have to be different? Why do they have to do things differently? Even writing, right to left, left to right. The whole world writes in one direction. Anushonim mikol am b'lashon. Right? So it's this lack of understanding of differences that creates anti-Semitism in the first place, and we will always be different until this pasuk. V'alu Moshim Baratzion l'shpadis harisav, and all of Esav who want to will join part in Har Tzion, Vaisal Hashem Amulcha, and Hashem will have the Malucha. And this is what the Rambam quotes also this pasuk in Hilchos Malachim, when he talks about Mashiach. He says, "Amalcha Mashiach Asid LaAmod Ulahachzir Malchus Beis David LiYashana." Malcha Mashiach will stand up and bring back Malchus Beis David. And Ubonim Migdash Umakabit Tchei Yisrael. He'll do binyan Migdash. He'll gather in the exiles. V'chozun Kol Mishpatim BaYom Of Kshei Mikedem Makriven Karbanos V'osin Shvitim V'Yovlos. If anybody doesn't believe this, oh, eino machake libiyaso. Not only if you don't believe it, but if you don't wait with anticipation for its coming, lo b'shar neviim belvadu kofer elabatora uva Moshe Rabbeinu, and he quotes all the psukim in Torah and in Navi that have to do with Mashiach coming, and this is the last one that he quotes. Yerusha eis seir oivav zemelach Mashiach shenemar v'lo Moshim bar Tzion lishpot eshar esav. So again, there's a lot, many more psukim there, but this is Ovadia. Ovadia is all about Edom. Again, the downfall of Esav, which means the geula of Am Yisrael, they go hand in hand. Okay, we will stop here. Again, there's a lot more. Please look at all the mefarshim on Haftorah of Parshas Vayishlach. They all talk about Ovadia. Next time we start with Yonah, where we also have so much to talk about. All the Farshim, all the Sparim on Yom Kippur talk all about Yonah. We'll stop here.